Yeah, I know. What took you so long? Well, I have to get like a good burst of energy to play a while because when I do sit down and play, it takes a while. And I was doing, free character for a minute. So I was kind of waiting to get game time. And with COVID and everything, other things have priorities. Well, now I got my game time and I've played through the intro into the Maw and Bastion, and I got some thoughts and some shit that happened that was hilarious, and we'll get into it. See you guys in a bit. So I need to start off by reminding you guys that we are member sponsored. So if you want to donate $1 to keep the lights on this podcast, we would very much appreciate it. And by we, I mean me, because I'm the only person who works here. So donate if you want. If you don't, just share the podcast. That's really all you got to do. Anyway, let's get right into the episode. Hey guys, welcome back to the chat. So let's talk about it. I finally sat down and played roughly 4 hours of straight WoWcraft. Okay, lie. I played two separate push-throughs of Shadowlands. I played for 2 hours one day, and then I played for 2.5 hours, maybe three. I might have did 5 hours on another day. And I did it at night. I had no distractions. I plowed through the Maw and Bastion. And I say plow through, but I mean, I'll get into it. I'm not gonna spoil a lot of the story beats and details, but I am gonna talk about my experience and how I died multiple times on my hunter before I copped out and just went on my warlock. But let's talk about the fun I had, because I did have a lot of fun. Right, so let's start with the Maw. Okay, so I played the intro quests several times. I tried to beat it with my hunter. Several. And damn it if my hunter just is not. I'm still learning how to play my hunter. I only made them in BFA. So, and I use them primarily to level grind out so I can get my heritage armor, because I really wanted that blood elf heritage armor. Yeah. So I'm not the best at playing a hunter, and it showed when I tried to play in the Maw and could not for the life of me figure out why I kept dying. I mean, I was doing what they said. My poor animals were getting slaughtered. And so it wasn't fun. So then I tried it on my druid, who I'm a little bit more better at playing, but she was getting slaughtered as well. So I had to cop out and go to my technical main at this point, my warlock. And my warlock, she was great. She was doing the damn thing, living her best life, killing off all these spirits. And I should have just played with my warlock to begin. She was geared the best, and so yeah, best bet was that she was going to be the one that was better for this, and she was. While it was annoying on my other characters, it was fairly easy on one that I knew the rotation, I knew how to use her. So once I actually got a character I knew how to use, I had no problems in there. I had no problems fighting off the guards. I had no problems fighting off the demons. I had no problem doing the quests. I did all the quests that were available during that point. Leveling from 50 to 60 is kind of hard. It took me doing the Maw and parts of Bastion to get up, I think, 2 levels. And I did every quest that was available to me in the area. So that was kind of annoying. I guess they want you to not try to grind it out, I guess. I don't know. But I mean, even at level, I had no problems. It was kind of annoying just to be like, okay, you got this many. And I guess when you're leveling to end game, like when you're first leveling, you get all the levels. You can blink and get a new level. But when you're trying to do those last 10 levels, it's a bitch. So I can imagine that this is all this is, and I've done that. So no real problems there. I had no problems with the questing either. I did like how much time it took me to do everything, but how it felt like I wasn't doing that much time, if you know what I mean. Like, I've quested in BFA. I've quested in Legion. I did not quest in Draenor because I had no need. I had no want to play in Draenor. And I've done the questing in MOP as well as Cataclysm. In MOP, if I'm going to do any 3-4 hour grind, it feels like it. Like, I've done an hour in MOP and it feels like 2 hours. So it's just how long it takes to get to places. And then once you get started, it's like, okay, finally. And it's like, okay, now go here. And you're like, hop on something and fly. So the questing in this one, it's not. It's just Bastion. I only did Bastion. I haven't done the other four, so I can't tell you what the other four are like yet. And once I play, we'll let you know. But I had no real problems questing in Bastion. I did the quest, and then I went on to the next one. And the story progressed and pushed me there to the point that I didn't feel like I was doing a ton of busy work, which I tend to get annoyed with after a while. And I'm sure a lot of people get that way, where, you know, you're sitting there doing all these amazing story quests, and then it's like, now go fish me up 5 fish. And it's like, really? All right, go pick me some herbs. Okay. Gotta go pick herbs. Okay. And yeah, that can get annoying. I haven't done my tailoring stuff yet, but I plan to do that next because I want to get my tailoring up. I got what I need from Ouroboros, so I'm going to have to start working on that, which means I'm going to have to figure out which kind of fabrics I need and find them or purchase them. So I need to work on that to get that up, because that's my main source of, like, income on WoW. Like, I do dungeons. I also sell it on Auction House. So, yeah. No, I had fun, though. Like, I don't like beginner quests of any kind in any game, because usually that's the most boring part of the game. And I'm sure once I get into the game, I will still feel the same way. And you're talking to somebody who's, like, done the exact same beginner quests for a race multiple times, because I cannot help but play a blood elf on everything. Like, I'm so glad that they have the reach now, because it's like, oh, I don't have to do Eversong Forest ever again if I don't want to, but I do like Eversong Woods, so I might do it again. I have a thing for blood elves, if you haven't noticed. I actually tried to, I made a gnome, and I'm going to try to level her up too, because she's adorable. I've never actually played a gnome, so this might be interesting. I'm going to try to branch out on my characters, because I primarily main elves. So I might do some more. I have a troll too. I need to level her. That'd be interesting. Be fun. So did I have any bad points about it? No. I mean, there were some busy work quests, of course. Like, you've had your flower picking, you had your go kill these animals. You had to clean up an armory shop, which, okay, I can gripe about this. The mechanics when you're having to help clean up the blacksmith shop while you're helping make the armor, that was fairly annoying and honestly complicated. It wasn't complicated, but it was like tedious and you didn't really want to do it. And it's like, well, click this to keep the thing from going. I'm like, why? But I did it. I did kind of, but it's overshadowed by the fact that I did like the fact that, oh, I can help make my armor? Hell yeah. So That's the RPG player in me. It's like, I can help do the, I can help with my armor. I love doing that stuff. I like making my stuff. So, which is why I tailor. So kind of fun. I mean, the help keeping was kind of annoying. What else can I talk about? I guess I can tell you guys like what to do and not do. Essentially, how to not play like me, who is a filthy casual, who is pretty much basically a decent player. And yeah, we'll get into that next. Oh, but before I get into the second half, I need to tell you guys about how my hunter got their ass spanked 4 times just on the first part of the maw. So I have a hunter that I used for essentially going to run dungeons and get transmog gear. It's all she was for. So she had gear that I used, but she wasn't my best geared character. That would be my warlock. And my druid, she just there. So I was like, okay, well, I've been practicing on my hunter. So I was going to just take my hunter out for a little spin, see what I can do. I was having no problems up until I got to that one, you know, boss before you go meet with Darien, before you go find Jaina. So he wasn't really a boss, he was just an elite. Anyway, so I get there. We're good. I'm fighting him. We beat him. Bunch of us are over there. So we beat him. And then I'm about to go leave out. And my keyboard is a Bluetooth keyboard. So sometimes my Bluetooth doesn't want to register. And I have to, my keyboard just decides it doesn't want to work. So I'm trying to fix it. And I'm not paying attention to the screen. And as I look up, my ass is getting snatched up by a chain because the elite spawned and is fighting me. And I'm like, oh shit. And I can't do anything because my poor keyboard wasn't working. And it finally decided to want to work. And I'm like, ah, no, don't die, don't die. And I died. And then I tried to come back, but my poor pet had died. And I couldn't respawn him out because he was dead. So I had to go back to fucking Orgrimmar, come back, and try again. But this whole time, I haven't collected my damn loot off the dude, and I'm not giving up my loot. I worked hard for that loot. So I go in there, I wait, and then I try to do it again. And then I get my ass spanked again because I'm sorry. And then I'm like, oh my god. And then I like try to go back. So the next time I got killed, my pet didn't. So I was trying to go back, and then my pet gets killed on the way there, and I'm like, son of a bitch. I died so many times at that first part. I needed to take a whole ass break, cook dinner, and come back to it. I was like, I need a moment. I just need a moment. And then I swapped to my druid, who got her ass spanked like there was no tomorrow, and I knew that was going to happen, but I wanted her to be starting stuff. And then I went to my warlock, who I should have done it with in the first place, but my ass was like, well, I'm practicing on my hunter, so I'll try her. And that's how I got through the first part of the maw. And then I finally found Jaina, and I felt like an ass. Just, it was funny, but let me get back into the main part. All right, thank you for letting me have this tangent. So after I got to Bastion and I started looking around, I really started questing. And like I said, I had switched to my warlock at this point. So I'm not trying to give away any story beats. It is fairly easy up until you start dealing with the negative memory stuff. And even that, it's fairly easy if you have a well-equipped character and your item level is good. Mine wasn't, so the fact that it was easy for me means that if you're actually fully prepared, then you will have no walkthrough. Like I said, the questing itself was, It wasn't hard. It kind of flowed rather nicely. I was telling, my husband this, that I had no real problem. I didn't feel like anything dragged. I went from point A to point B. It didn't feel like, okay, go here. Okay, go here. Okay, you didn't go here. It didn't feel like that. It felt like that's where the story took you. And you did enough stuff in the area that you were just you're acclimating yourself to the area and becoming familiar with it, so that if you chose Bastion, you knew pretty much where everything was. The rebellion was fun as hell. I happened to link up with a few other players, and we ended up running that part together. Like, find other WoW characters, and you're helping them kill monsters, and they're helping you kill monsters, and you just know you're grouping up for this like part because you guys need each other's help. That's kind of what happened. Like, no words were exchanged. We just knew that warrior is a tank, and you got a hunter and a warlock. Let's do this. So, with the multiple pets and the hunter, like, it was awesome. Like, my demon was helping tank with the warrior tank, and then like me and the hunter were back here, and then her animals were doing DPS. It was awesome. And we ran through that whole thing, and that took less when I was doing it by myself. So shout out to those two players. I don't remember your names, but you guys helped a hell of a lot with that. And I need to join a guild. It's been a while. Like, I haven't been in a guild since last year, and I never stay in guilds long because I have long lulls of not playing and end up getting kicked. Which I need to work on that, but just like, how sometimes you'll play a lot of WoW and then you're like, I need a month break, and then that's what happens. So around that time is when I end up needing to find a new guild. Like, I should just make my own guild and be done with it. Just like, this is my guild, and just start inviting people. Nah, I don't have the patience, but still, I'll enjoy my guild hopping. So, nah, I enjoyed a lot of it. I had a lot of fun just doing the story. I am a big story person, and the story itself in Bastion was quite compelling. And to me, the Kyrian are this cult-like group, and they always seem like that. But I think that's the problem with all of Shadowlands. All of the covenants come off as cult-like. It just depends on your level of danger. So I would love to see how cultish each one of them is, because Kyrian is straight up like, if Kool-Aid was to be drunk, this would be the one kind of cult. Like, Scientology be damned. That is what the Kyrian feel like. And they're like, you can't have negative feelings, or the Archon will know. It's like, no, and it's either you give up everything, or you become a dissenter. And that's what Uther and them became. They fought against what was the quote unquote norm, and they became bad, quote unquote. And I don't view what happened as bad. If I were to view how I view things on a spectrum of, care to not care, I agree more with the dissenters. I don't believe you should give up everything, you give up like your past and all that stuff, but that's how the Kyrians make their perfect soldiers. They essentially mind wipe you and make you forget so that you're a perfect little soldier and you stand in line and you do what you gotta do. And the fact that they're having the civil war when you're there is quite interesting, because it's kind of like, well, who do you agree with? I mean, by all extensive, you're fighting them, but I agree with them. So I feel bad. I'm like, I'm killing these people, but like, low key, they're right. But it's like, but you have to fight for the Kyrian. It's like, yeah, but the Kyrian are crazy. And I think that's why it's fun. I like when stuff asks you those questions, like, do you believe that you have to give up everything to be this kind of good person? And I don't think you do. I think your past is what makes you who you are. And those memories, you need to hold on, taking all the bad and the negative and trying to pretty much lobotomize. That's what they do to these people. The aspirates, they legitimately, like, magic lobotomize these people. So they're like, you know, hello, ask Britain, welcome, and we should be teaching each other stuff. And I'm sitting there like, these people are crazy. Like, my poor character's probably looking like, no, we're not staying here. So, I don't have any kind of paladin or anything, so I won't be going there, thank God, because that's not a zone for me. I cannot. Zone itself was beautiful, though. To the designers for Bastion, because it is very beautiful. It's very bright, but it's not a pain. I don't know what, I guess, I'm trying to visualize what I would compare it to, but I really don't have a comparison. That's kind of good. Like, I could think of, you know, comparisons for the other three areas, if I really thought hard, but Bastion, I can't really think. If you guys let me know, but, no, I thought it was very beautiful. I had a lot of fun just kind of looking around. I thought the design of the mall was amazing. I thought it was creepy. I thought it was atmospheric. I thought all of this stuff. I had so much fun playing it. I'm sure once I'm done with this part and I'm playing the regular content, even though this is regular content, but it's just starting quest stuff, and I get into it, I will find my problems with it. But until then, I'm enjoying myself. I can't wait to go to Maldraxxus and Ardenweald and Rivendreth. I can't wait to, you know, do the dungeons. Raid I'll get to. I'm not like a huge raider. Raids when I get to them. I mean, you, as my inch, my tip, like dipping my toe in there, I had fun. And do I recommend this for new players? Yes. If you're a new player of WoW, this is perfect. They squished the levels to be more accessible to new players and not as intimidating, because retail WoW was intimidating. Trust me, when I started playing back at Kata, it was intimidating. So, you know, by BFA, it was super intimidating for people to start. Now, I think they wanted it so that new players will come in. I don't like the work I had to do to get my characters to sales, but if you're new and you want to play WoW, yes, go ahead. Right now is perfect. You start at 1, you make it to 60. It's like every other game. You can level through old school areas and experience it. Probably not as some of us did. Like I said, I'm not old. Like, but I've been playing it for 9-10 years almost, and on and off. So I get what it's like to come into the game and not going on and being super intimidating because there's so much content, but I don't agree with the level squish either. It's weird. I think it's a good idea, but I think it's a bad idea. I think it's a good idea for new players, but I think it's a bad idea for existing players. It's like all the work for nothing. So, but as a expansion, Shadowlands is starting off really good. I hope they don't Draenor it. Or BFA it. I hope they Legion this bitch. I hope that this is just a good expansion that is filled with story and it's rich. And this one has to do good, because this is Action's first, like, out the gate. They're not really super heavily relying on, like, stuff that we already had set up, you know? The last thing they had was BFA, and that was their own thing, kinda. But at the same time, they were still pretty much egging and taking from already established content. Now, they're making stuff that's their own, and this one has to do really good. Like, you can't blame, oh, well, that's Blizzard stuff anymore. Like, you're starting to introduce still stuff within canon lore. You're starting to introduce stuff that you guys are coming up with and your company is coming up with. You don't have the original Blizzard creators anymore,
to lean on. So, ball's in your court. The story so far is good. I can't wait to play the overall story, but I was quite entertained by what I played. It didn't feel super long, but it didn't feel like I got cheated either. So I can't wait to play Maldraxxus next, and I think Ardenwell will be after that, and then Revendreth will be the last one. If I'm going based off how they released the teasers in the Afterlife stuff. If not, then I'm dumb, and we can all, like, call me out for it later. Anyway, I'm gonna get out of here. You guys have fun playing Shadowlands. I have fun playing Shadowlands, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.